This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The film Soylent Green was made in 1973 and set in a dystopian world in the year 2022, where the government is secretly feeding the people food made of people. And the most pleasant experience one can have is state-assisted suicide. While government-run media pushes the idea of cannibalism, government-assisted suicide is officially now a thing in 2022. Before COVID, you could always count on modern medicine to keep you alive, so long as you had the money or insurance to pay for it. But these days, the hospitals seem more likely to liquidate you. And in Canada, they will help you kill yourself, even if you don't really want to die.
Amir Farsoud has applied for medically assisted dying, known as MAID. He lives in constant agony due to a back injury, but has started the process for end of life because his rooming house is up for sale and he can't find anywhere else to live that he can afford. He barely survives on Ontario Disability Support payments, which are just over $1,200 a month. He doesn't want to die, but being homeless is not an option.
I know in my present health condition I would survive it anyway.
Farsoud meets the criteria for MAID, physical suffering due to disability that cannot be relieved. His doctor, who knows Farsoud's real reason for MAID is his fear of being homeless, signed off on the application in August. Farsoud needs a second to do the same. There's a 90-day waiting period. He believes he could potentially access MAID in about a month.
I don't wish to be dead. Even with the pain, even with the meds, I still want to be here.
According to the Canadian government, they are getting several requests for suicide from children, who they refer to as mature minors. And they are seeking to amend the laws so that these children can be euthanized without their parents' consent. There are posts on social media that suggest this might be true, which shouldn't surprise anyone. The quality of life for Canadians is at an all-time low, and the motive for helping Canadians kill themselves is allegedly to save the government money.
They have saved $90 million. So, I mean, that's like four missiles flying to Ukraine. The government has infinite money for refugees and for, you know, foreign aid and for, you know, Democrat campaigns and for waging war in Ukraine, but no money to keep people alive. That's too expensive. This is the plan how they're going to save money. Sure, they're going to welcome in a couple million foreigners every year, put them on the free healthcare ticket. But average Canadians, sorry. Sorry, it's time to suicide. It's time for death.
After 6,465 individuals committed suicide with the help of MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying, the Canadian government saved $86.9 million, about $13,000 per person. That's what an individual's life is worth today in Canada. The economists running Canada concluded that the savings from MAID are so far negligible, but the suicide program should continue.
Bullets don't cost that much. I mean, we could really be ramping this up. Maybe you could have people pay tickets. Like, maybe this is a solution. Maybe in Canada, you pay like $10,000 and you get to kill somebody.
This is the predictable outcome of big government. When unnecessary jobs are created and given to lazy idiots, then economists and bureaucrats inevitably sort everything out. And they only see us as a resource, which turns civilization into a meat factory. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, it's official. The Mark of the Beast world government's here. It's all been publicly announced. We're going to lay it all out on the other side. Stay with us.
We always have our biggest sales of the year in November and December. And 2022 is no different. But now as we reach the midway point, month of November, it's very important to understand that we have almost all of our great InfoWars Live products in stock. But most of them are very close to selling out. We won't get more for several months, give longer. Some will take 3-4 months to get back in. We're talking about DNA Force Plus. We're talking about X3 from a Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Mel Vitality. The list goes on and on. But despite the fact that they're all selling out, I want to pass these savings on to you, and we need funds in to continue operating. So this is a year-end blowout sale. 2023 will be here before we know it. So do your Christmas shopping early, support the InfoWar, boost your immune system and your overall well-being at InfoWarStore.com with the up to 60% off sale with promo code 1776 at checkout. Get these great products while you still can and support the InfoWar. Thank you.
Grow up. I want to take down the new world order. I'll now take you on. In the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, I know the listeners of this broadcast already know about the World ID, the New World Order, the IMF, World Bank, Cashless Society, the Social Credit Score, the carbon taxes, the universal basic income, the communist Chinese hell model. Hellscape is the blueprint for what they plan to bring forward against us. But I wanted to be specific about where we're at and where they're going to take us with this system and how we can stop it and say no to it. So, you have the UN, you have the big corporate mouthpiece, the World Economic Forum. For decades, they've said they want to use a viral scare. And the Rockefeller documents, Operation Lockstep, the list goes on, to bring in a world medical ID that will really be the world ID that will have carbon controls, not just viral controls, on where you can go, what you can do. You'll have digital money by region that'll be programmable. They'll decide where you can spend it, when you can spend it, how you can spend it. They can devalue it or upvalue it whenever they want. And it's directly tied and administered to the surveillance over it in live time by corporations, bureaucracies, and criminal think tanks like the ADL, who will then reward you or punish you off of your social behavior. And then they will program it and incentivize it to spend it with their companies, their businesses, their systems. Microcosm example is they tried to put in the last year synthetic estrogen-laden poisoned meat in the hamburgers, on the store shelves, all over the Western world. It was unanimously, they lost billions of dollars, total failure, tastes horrible, makes you sick. Just one of these burgers that one of the big chains was selling had something like 20-plus times the amount of estrogen that an estrogen shot. Some of these people becoming trans don't just take pills, they take shots. It had 20-plus times what a estrogen injection has, a weapon. So that's just one tiny little window into this. Or Canada or Brazil, all announcing you protest on election, your bank account is turned off, you get put in jail and we can get you. That's in my stack today. So everything they do in Canada or Brazil or Germany or America is for everybody else. And obviously, if you submit and go along or a big leftist, get your breast cut off, chop your son's testicles off, you'll get a higher credit score for a while. But then, as the resources shut off, under this whole carbon regime, people are going to be encouraged to commit suicide to then, quote, raise money for their family, or you get to have fun for a year before you kill yourself. You get lionized. You get worshipped on TV. This is the whole plan to push the Soylent Green model for real. And so now Joe Biden got questioned by the press the last 2 days and said, you signed an agreement. Congress hadn't ratified it, but the bureaucracy doesn't care, just like the G20 meetings they've had previously, or Agenda 21 in 1992, or Agenda 2030 last year. They don't care. The bureaucracy implements it, which is the way to stop it. It's illegitimate. It's a fraud. And they sent letters to the White House, they press conferences. I've got the articles. And Biden said, yes, we're creating a world ID directed by the World Economic Forum that in the last 5 years created the model with Communist China that created the software that the UN last year recommended be the new operating system for the world. So a Communist Chinese-made system designed by the World Economic Forum and the megabanks is now officially rolling their control grid out, and they admit, through this, we're going to control your carbon, your social credit score, and when once you can't make a living, Cloud and Piven, your new universal basic income. But you can only spend the credits where we say, on the bug protein food, on the synthetic meat, on that sex change sterilization, on getting euthanized, on that leftist psychologist, at that mega box store. The lockdown was just an assault on local businesses, small farms and ranches, and small factories. But this is incorporated to where, through the SGC system, SEGs, you won't even be able to invest or spend money or buy from a mom and pop because they're not part of it unless they force bugs on the menu. This is total dog training, absolute enslavement. So the G20 comes out and announces their vaccine passport for all future international travel. You go into the details of all these plans, officially set up the airlines. Everybody's ready to add carbon taxes now through this new digital ID, where you think it's just an ID to show you've had the poison shot, which doesn't protect you, erases your immune system, makes you very sick if it doesn't kill you, but then along with it comes the social credit score. So the little vaccine cards and the QR codes everybody put in because they got ordered to by their local business associations, they got ordered to by their national, international associations we don't have paper menus anymore. You've got to scan your phone for the menu, and we're going to track what you actually ate and what you did for your carbon score. See, it's all admitted. It's all train-a-monkey behavior. So now Biden has come out. Here's the Town Hall article. Biden stands behind pledge to create global vaccine passport system to protect us from the next pandemic that he says is imminent, to build on the success of creating the virus, releasing it, giving people deadly shots, destroying the economy, causing mass suicide. They're going to build on that success. President, it was successful for them to hurt you, to consolidate power, to double and triple the average billionaire's wealth. And but the average person, 66% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, 50% of Americans are on the verge of bankruptcy. But all the rich people, the really rich one, not the guy that has a three cars and a big house and, you know, a pool and his wife's got a big boob job, and you think that's the rich guy down the street because he's making $300,000 a year and you're making $100,000. No. The people that print the money, the people that control the money. Biden, the puppet president, signed onto a communique of the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia, on Wednesday, agreeing to build on the success of existing vaccine passports. And it goes into a world ID to protect us from the next pandemic that will also be tied into the new carbon taxes and more. And it continues, ladies and gentlemen. Canadian Bank launches credit card linked to carbon emissions, and all the other big banks around the world are launching them as well. While we have the FBI director and others announcing people that protest this are terrorists. Far left Brazilian Supreme Court orders banks to block funds of businessmen who supported protests in mass democracy rallies. Same thing with the trucker rally run by the WEF, as the response shutting them down was. Exact same response in Brazil. It's a global government with a global control system. But its centralization is its strength, but it's also its weakness because it's illegitimate, it's totalitarian, it's anti-human, it's depopulationist, it's exterminist. Under Memorandum 200 of the State Department at every level. And it goes on from there. example after example after example. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about where they'll go in the future with this and how we stop it. By the time the general public figures this out in the next few years, it will be very hard to make the transition. I have told you that I'm in a rear guard action, staying here in Austin, and not really making preparations for myself. But if I was a selfish person, I would already be gone to the countryside, the middle of nowhere, behind a hill, living in a shack at a subsistence level with a very low profile, low signature. But I know we have a chance to buffer this and deaden this assault that was still going to come, this wave. And so I decided to stay on the front line. And I say that not to be heroic. I say it to understand that you staying and challenging and being as strong as you can and fighting the agenda is much better than running and hiding. If you have the money to have a backup emergency plan, I suggest you get it. But the real defense is stopping this before it gets into place and building the future movements that will bring it down. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk. The facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
QR codes, when you go in the grocery store, you go into a restaurant, all of it, in their own admissions, is to train you to accept the cashless society. Buying and selling with the phone first, then face scans, then hand scans, the forehead of the hand. Prophecy being fulfilled. And the churches are rolling all this in, everybody's going along with it, because we love to adopt technology, but it's a Trojan horse. Now, here's an example. Lockdowns began in early 2020. They told you you'd be locked down for years because no vaccine would be available. They already had the vaccine made and ready to roll. It wasn't a vaccine. And they manipulated Trump into saying, I want to get things open. Let's warp speed it. It was all basic psychology, basic manipulation. We said that at the time. We're not saying that in hindsight. We predicted it. It came true. Just pointing out we know what we're talking about. And so some parts of the country stayed locked down for over a year. Some areas of Latin America and Africa, the third world, for over 2 years. But in blue cities, they were locked down for over a year. But finally, when they let it open back up, after lockdowns for 2-3 weeks in Austin, 6-8 months a year in California and New York, if you went in anywhere to get a slice of pizza or hamburger or whatever it was, they wanted you to scan the QR code. Oh, no paper menus are allowed. We can't touch those and spread the virus. But it was the IMF and World Bank through the World Economic Forum and the UN that set the global standard to the International Association of Restaurants and Hospitalities and Hotels. Here's the policy so the lawyers won't sue you. It was really about control. So it's very simple. They create a global policy, and whether you're in Australia, in Sydney, or whether you're in New York City in New York, or whether you're in London, England, or whether you're in Baden-Baden, Germany, or whether you were in Moscow, or whether you were in Durban, South Africa, whether you were in Mexico City, Mexico, whether you were in Puerto Rico, it didn't matter. It was unified worldwide with a QR global program created by the Communist Party China. Look it up. And sponsored by the UN and the WEF to train the hospitality industry to make you scan when you come in. So that once they roll out the global ID, starting with the airports and trains, then it's to go in a grocery store, then it's to go in a business. They're already trying QR codes in areas of Canada and areas of Italy and Singapore and Communist China. And China's where it's already fully in place, where you drive down the road and a drone barks orders at you with a QR code hanging down. You've got to get out and scan it. It tells you whether to drive over here and get taken to a camp, or it tells you whether to drive on. And when folks see people being grabbed and disappeared, it becomes normal to see that, and nobody stands up and resists. And the UN admits that's the cover for mass arrests and mass roundups and purges happening around the world. So if you want to know what's coming to your town in Canada, in Mexico, in Germany, in France, in South Africa, look no further than the highways and train stations and bus stations and grocery stores in Rome, Italy, or in Beijing, China. Guys, pull up that drone from a few weeks ago on the highway, everybody having to scan the QR code. And again, it's all based on a fraudulent PCR test that they can rig however they want, where they program in your name. When you scan, it says you're sick, you disappear. And then what did Australia say? What did New Zealand say? What did Germany say? What did Canada say last year? They said, well, now if you protest the lockdowns, And when the police call you in Australia, you have 15 minutes to scan your face or call them back on FaceTime, or you get arrested and put in the quarantine center. So they're training everybody like we're a school of fish. Where'd Bob go? I don't know. Let's stay in our school. So this person gets picked up by a van. This person gets picked up on the highway. This person gets picked up at work. This person comes back. This other person doesn't come back. What happened to Bill? What happened to Jane? What happened to Sanchez? What happened to Mario? What happened to Chin? Oh, they died of the COVID or whatever the new thing is at the COVID center, and you don't want to protest it and say it's wrong because your social credit score will get lost or lowered, or you'll get banned off the web, or you'll get picked up too. And it's just this normalization, like the UN said. The head of the UN's Global Emergency Response Unit, Ryan, Dr. Ryan, said in all those speeches, the end game is going into the homes and breaking up the families and taking the children. So China is the beta test to perfect the model with a bunch of masked men. And what do they show in movies like The Purge? You wear masks when you go out and commit crimes. You wear masks when you go under mob psychology, mass psychosis, mass formation events. So you have the masked party of the New World Order with the men in the bunny suits, the women in the bunny suits, and the vans, and the general public all covered up so nobody knows who's who as they get disappeared. Ladies and gentlemen. And again, they tell you, just go through this emergency. Things will come back to normal, but they don't come back to normal. Each time there's a new emergency, more rights are taken. More freedoms are taken. They're more entrenched. They're more in control. And then once they've collapsed the major cities and starved hundreds of millions to death, then the TV ads and the web ads will start. It's the people in the rural areas that didn't comply. They've got food. They've got water. These rich people, these kulaks, you must be in a family farm of 20 acres feeding yourself. And then they send out the armed paramilitary troops several years into it to come in and nationalize your farm. And they come in with guns, just like they did in Cuba. And they say, sign on to our agreement, give the majority of your food to us, go under this commune, hire these people we said, or we're going to take you away. And you say no, they don't shoot you in front of your family. They grab you, they put you in a van, and they take you to a special facility where you're taken into a contained room. They flip a switch. The oxygen is sucked out of the room. You're killed. Your organs are harvested. And they're building acid baths facilities all over the United States, mainstream news, legalizing a new way to dissolve bodies, not cremation, not burial, but liquid acid baths are being built that have giant capacities way above people opting in or wanting to do it. They're just building them. Seattle built a giant one last year. Denver built a giant one. New York built a giant one. They're building giant acid bath facilities that look like the factory in Soylent Green where they just dump your bodies into green goo. It's on TV. Look it up. It looks just like Soylent Green factory. And they say the acid turns the bodies into protein, which they then feed to farm animals or use as fertilizer. Soylent Green is made out of people. So this is the dystopia. This is the plan. This is what they're going to do. And then society just crumbles and implodes. At each step, you give over more freedom. You become their slave. You comply. You work at a death camp. You kill people to try to stay alive, but you're going to die in the end too. And more at the death camps, combat robots, drones will be in control. Until finally, there's only a few technicians at these camps and 100,000 robots killing a million people a week. And then the globalists are obsessed with cannibalism. The communist Chinese did this. They had huge banquets on the flesh of their enemies. Our enemies will then dine on our children like little suckling piglets. Our children will come out of the ovens with apples in their mouths, literally, and will be eaten by people like Klaus Schwab.
the time of cutting this announcement, we are halfway into the month of November 2022. We're running the biggest sale of the year right through December, but many of our best-selling products will sell out in the next week to 2 weeks and will not be back in stock for at least 2 to 3 months. So now is the time to get the 60% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. There are so many other incredible products available at InfoWarsStore.com. It would take an hour to list them all. My book, The Great Reset, The War for the World, unsigned copies and signed copies, again available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping early and support the InfoWar at this critical juncture for America and the future of the world. Again, the biggest sales of the year running now. Most of the products are still in stock, but not for long at InfoWarsStore.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to take a few calls this segment and next. I meant to give the number out earlier, but I'm going to give it out now. John Stone's coming in studio to talk about how to defeat the New World Order next hour. He'll take some calls in as well. 877-789-2539. What do you make of Biden announcing a new world UNWEF Communist China designed and controlled ID card to spy and track on it everything you do and cut you off if you don't submit to your leftist masters. It's not coming. It's here. 877-789-2539. 877-789. Alex is the number to join us. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree. We don't screen your calls. Just have a good phone line and be ready to talk. 877-789-2539. Love what the callers bring up. You know, Andrew Tate is really on a war to empower men and to warn families about the brainwashing of their children. That's why he's been banned and blocked and attacked. But now he is absolutely not backing down. We're very excited to be working with him with his new line of amazing supplements. You want to support our broadcast and support your own body and get blown away by amazing products, you need to go to AndrewTatePower.com. Here's a little promo.
In the modern world where they convince a woman to get a job, the man to get a job, they inflate the currency so nobody can exist any other way because it's too expensive, the parents are out working all day, the school and the internet and the matrix raise your children. Your children go to school all day and be told things that you may not want them to learn. Then they sit on the internet and read things and watch things you may not want them to watch. You talk to them for 10 minutes at the end of the day and they go to bed. You're fighting with your 10 minutes against endless hours of the most entertaining programming or the most forceful programming. In school it's forceful, on the internet it's entertaining. Convincing them of ideas that you perhaps don't agree with. I've seen it myself on YouTube. I've seen a guy in America driving his car and his kids were in the back seat and he was arguing with them about an issue. And they was like, where did you hear that? School? He's like, why did the school tell you that? That's not true. And his own children are arguing with him because they learned it in school. Have you ever tried to take your children out of school? You'll get fined. You'll get in trouble. No, your kids have to go to school. Yeah. You have to give your kids away to the school. If you don't give your kids away to the brainwashing, you'll get in trouble.
As an all-star fighter, businessman, motivational speaker, and philanthropist, Andrew Tate has truly earned the title of Top G. But there's another title Andrew Tate holds that has enraged the globalist. He is consecutively the most Googled man in the world in the last 2 years. And that's because his message is about human and specifically male empowerment. Now, Andrew Tate is taking his fight to empower and supercharge men to the next level. Introducing Top G Supplements. We are proud to introduce and sponsor the Top G line of supplements by Andrew Tate and his crew. Now you have the chance to benefit in body, mind, and soul with the same supplements that Andrew Tate takes himself. Learn more about these amazing products at AndrewTatePower.com. AndrewTatePower.com and discover the power of Andrew Tate's new supplements that are the highest quality on the market.
I think there's a whole bunch of men in the world who understands my value, and if men grow up to be like me, you're going to have a whole bunch of people with no criminal record, dedicated athletes, who protect and provide for the people close to them.
All right, very excited about that new sponsor. Really great products, AndrewTatePower.com. We're selling out of everything right through Christmas. Almost everything's in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but it will not be in stock soon. X2, X3, our Great Wake of America coffee, our Biodrisolinium have all sold out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Knockout Sleep Aid, Bazo Beats, Secret 12, they're all incredible. They are going to be selling out very soon, but despite that, I'm keeping them 40 to 60% off with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in InfoWar. We're funded by you. Plus, these are great products you need. All right. So I just spent the last hour, really, with the Cashless Society control grid that's now official, now going into place to run every facet of your life. That's why we're trying to build our own infrastructure while we still can to stay on air through this to try to stop it. And now we're taking your phone calls. Let's go to Kim and Kimberly and Mike and Sean and Jay and Carlos and Mary and many others. Kim in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Love you. I don't understand why we would send kids back to school anymore. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't understand. Now that the kids will be out for the holidays, we have to stand up for the children. We have to draw the line for the children. No more school.
Well, that's right. Even if your children go to most private schools, they're all trained in the same corporate colleges and literally brainwash them and will ruin your children. So the biggest revolution is not having your children be part of their system.
Yes. My children don't have anything to do with me because they think that I'm nuts, that this is not happening. And I have two grandchildren I don't even get to see.
Well, take Jim Kennedy, you know, a good friend of mine, Army veteran. He's done the right thing. He went and started a school that just teaches Americana and basic skills and reading, writing, and arithmetic. It got overflowed within the first few months. Now they're radically expanding it. So a real revolutionary act, and our forebears knew this, would be founding new independent schools. That's really what we need. My wife's cousin their family had gone three generations to a school, a private school. During the lockdowns and the mask, it got taken over by communists. They ended up getting a space a mile down the road. The first year, it was filled. Now they've doubled the space, and now they've got more students from the old school at the new school, and now they've got a waiting list, and now they're about to build a new building. So, again, this is how you do it. This is the real revolution.
Can you put that information up so that states and people can start taking that information and doing it themselves?
Well, sure. I mean, I'm not really an academic or good at starting schools. I was just mentioning how everybody else is going on and doing it themselves, and it's immediately a big success. And so, I mean, I can't decide for parents what the right school is for them or how they should set up a school, but I'm just saying a real revolutionary act is creating new independent schools, and there's a major hunger for it. I appreciate your call. Great point. Sean in New York. Sean, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex Jones. It's Clarence Carter, my senior report of duty, sir. I just wanted to let you know I have the 12 days of InfoWars Christmas.
Well, tell me.
Okay, well, on the first day of Chinese Christmas, my ex-girlfriend texted me a meme that Alex Jones is right. On the second day of Chinese Christmas, my ex-girlfriend texted me two chicks with the pricks are sinning and a meme with Alex Jones is right. On the third day of Chinese Christmas, my true ex-girlfriend sent to me three stooges beam the Star Trek, one chicks with... I messed it up. But anyway, it goes on at the four callers calling InfoWars with products, five boosters still don't work, six Gregory specials playing, seven drain the swamp, but they're still swimming, eight top officials say nine lockdowns coming, 11 vaccinators swinging, Operation Vaccination, and it goes on. I got to fix it. When I fix it, I'll call you back.
Well, I mean, I hear negativity in what you're saying, but we can't give up, can we? It'll only be worse if we give up.
I'm not giving up, Alex. I'm out here fighting every day. I go to all the rallies in the city. I bring out my CO2 carbon dioxide tester that I use at work, that I'm certified by OSHA, certified by my union. I try to show the people. I did it in front of the health department, and the cops saw me do it, and they took off their masks right then and there. I showed them my licenses. I showed them that this is the machine that OSHA has referred to. It is a forensic detector, M80-60, something like that, which is the one that they refer to in OSHA's standards of what fresh air is. I show them, and people just don't listen, Alex. I don't know. Can't wake up a dead bird anymore, brother.
Well, you said the police listen to you. And explain to people, I've read, depending on the mask, they lower oxygen up to 40% on average over 25. That's enough to cause brain damage, and that's what our kids are wearing still.
Alex, I try to explain to people, if you put this on your child, just go to the CDC website. Under a holiday recommendation, it says children under two, do not put a mask on because it can cause asphyxiation. Also, if you saw alarms going off inside of the school like they do with the mask test when I do the CO2 test, would you send your kids into a school that has alarms blaring everywhere? No, but I try and show people within 10 seconds that this thing starts to show deadly levels of carbon monoxide, parts per million. It's a $1,000 machine that I use for work. And, you know, I work in confined space with welding, and people just think it's a joke. I try to explain to people, you're brain damaging your kids, you're brain damaging yourself. Over time, you're causing the hemoglobin not to carry the oxygen to the blood, to your brain, and you're becoming stupid. And that's what I think happened, Alex. But between the nanoparticles in the food and turning the frogs gay, you were right all along. Alex Jones is right.
Well, you're right, Sean, to warn people, and it sounds like you're having a big effect, so keep it up. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for the call. We love the callers. We're going to go to break and talk to Mary and Tyson and Kimberly and Zach and Matt and everybody else straight ahead. Infowars.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Patriot author is in the studio, and Vivian Kubrick is here making a documentary, and I guess she wants to come on, because I'm happy to have her on. He wants her on. They're both sons and daughters of famous filmmakers. He's the son of Oliver Stone. He's the daughter of Stanley Kubrick. Doesn't get better than that, does it? So they'll always have some insightful things to say with us in studio in the third hour. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Matt in Ohio, thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to talk more about that cashless society. You're right. It's leading to the mark of the beast system, and people really need to wake up. They need to quit living in these bubbles of entertainment, you know, and being distracted by everything else going on, and they need to really focus on the things that's currently going on. Even the G2 summit you were talking about, they were literally over there creating a new Ten Commandments. They were going up to Mount Sinai. I don't know if you've seen that part. The Pope was even
involved. Oh, I did. And remember, the Georgia Guidestones that just got blown up, it has its Ten Commandments. It's the same cult.
Exactly. So it makes you wonder what those Ten Commandments are going to say on there. They're probably going to tell you things like, you cannot go here, you cannot do this, et cetera, et cetera. It's just another way to monitor you. And it's just crazy how they're trying to replace the biblical Ten Commandments. If that doesn't show people we are in the end times, I don't know what.
Oh, they are fulfilling prophecy themselves. Klaus Schwab says the final thing will be a chip in your skin or a face scan or a palm scan to buy and sell. This has all been announced. I mean, I can play the videos.
Exactly. And also, are you aware of the mysterious purple lights that have been appearing in places? The street lights are saying they're blaming it on malfunctions.
Yes.
I think that's a way for them to track, you know, the people that got the jab. That's personally my belief.
Buddy, they're doing all sorts of wild experiences and weird experiments on us. Thank you so much, Matt. Let's talk to Kimberly in Washington. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
Alex Jones, huge fan, very honored to speak with you. Real quick, so with all this cashless society, do you not think that people are going to go back to a barter and trade system, people just unwilling to participate in this?
Well, that's the solution. I meant to get the solutions, and I didn't, of course. We need to take over local governments, create barter societies, go back to micro farming in the city and rural as well as urban, and we need to understand this whole system's coming, and as many of us as we can. Maybe part of your family moves to the country and you have a place there, no matter how quaint or how small, and then you've got your place in the city where you still got to work within it. But people should be pulling their kids out of school, electing patriot leaders that realize what's happening, standing against the world government rollout, saying no to the cashless society, and getting back to subsistence farming and living.
Absolutely, 100%. I just wanted to bring that up because I'm one of those people where my kids aren't going to starve. And so I'm already thinking ahead, like, well, if this is going to happen, what are we going to do? Because I think there's a lot of people that just aren't going to put up with this. And I've even been talking to my husband about distilling alcohol. You have to have something to barter, I believe, in the future.
In fact, I was about to – I'm looking for – there's a few books on it. But in the future, alcohol will be an incredible currency. So will mom and pop, you know, natural herbal medicines and things. And instead of just selling these products, we need to get to the point where people know how to produce them themselves. And you're right. In any subsistence farming situation, grain alcohol, knowing how to make things like that will absolutely feed your family. Because that's the thing. You don't need to have 10 crops or 5 crops. You can have, say, pigs or cows and corn, or you can have tomatoes and things that you know and pickles, things that you and then everybody shares in the community, and that's really what we're designed to do. It's fun, it's amazing, and I got to tell you, in the Great Depression, my family in East Texas, there's still old rotting stills out there. They stayed in business, they didn't go bankrupt, selling moonshine, baby. So absolutely.
Okay, and real quick, Alex Jones, I got to tell you about X2 real quick. I actually have a vaccine-injured child, and the X2, unbelievable help with seizure control. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, you know, the biggest deficiency in the world, the UN admits, 2.3 million people have brain damage, cognitive problems, and or epileptic-type issues because of iodine deficiency. And so it won't cure a lot of problems, but it'll certainly have been proven to be mitigated. Okay. Oh, most people are iodine deficient. What did you see once you started having your son take the iodine?
My daughter. It's like you said, it took a little bit to kick in, but we went from very uncontrolled seizures, multiple a week, to maybe once or twice a week now. It's amazing. You wouldn't believe it.
So, I mean, what percentage reduction in seizures would you say you observed?
Percentage, I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know, but I was seeing about 10 a week, and now we maybe see 2. Sometimes she'll go a week without any.
Well, you know, electrochemically, iodine is the key in cells. If you don't have that, cells can't operate. Thank you for the call. Sorry to hear about your daughter being damaged by the deadly shots. Jay in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, brother.
I take about 20 of your supplements every morning. And I run like a crazy man, and I'm a truck driver, so I'm looking forward to the Turbo Force coming back. But okay,
I know that's been sold out a while, and I apologize. Thank you for the support.
I'm not mad. I got all of your coins and the gold, and I got everything. But anywho, past all that, I'm hoping when Robert Barnes was, you know, talking constitutionally how maybe this could happen and that can happen before January 6th, and none of it happened, got kind of depressing, you know. These midterms, I never anticipated anybody really making any big marks with the Republican Party, which, like, I think is mostly a bunch of rhinos. But now there's been a couple of inquiries with this FBI guy, Christopher Wray, there, and then that other guy there, the bald-headed guy, I don't like him at all. You showed his video today.
You talking about Mayorkas?
Coming at, like, talking about the social credit score and...
Yes, America is waking up to the fact that we have a seized, controlled executive law enforcement branch. And so that's good news. So we only got to go up from here.
What I'm hoping is, and yeah, I'm mad at Trump, but I voted for him twice, and I would vote for him again. But I'm hoping that he's got, I'm hoping that he's keeping it on the down low, that maybe he will become the Speaker of the House if they allow that to happen. And I'm hoping that Lauren Boebert out there gets the ability to stay in her seat.
Well, she's declared victory. They're having a recount, but it looks like she's going to win. Great point, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Carlos in Canada, we got about 3 minutes to break. He was talking about weapons to fight the New World Order. And yeah, Carlos, how do we fight the cashless society rollout? Go ahead.
Okay, very straightforward. You will own nothing and you'll be happy. Okay, well, I have shares in stocks and I'm telling you, I'm not giving them up. I'm a shareholder, I'm a stakeholder, and every American, everybody in the world, Canadian or otherwise, can go and you have shareholder rights. These individuals that control thousands of corporations, because they have majority shareholding or because they have their money under management, are telling the United Nations, Prince Charles was saying it, you have more money than governments. All right, well, I'm a shareholder. I have the right as a shareholder to stand up on a board of directors meeting or to stand at a meeting of shareholders and say, hey, clearly, ladies and gentlemen, you are subject to the corporation that has registered in my nation, in my country. You do what you're supposed to do, sell widgets, and stop running my world.
And let me stop you, Carlos, because I said I would get into solutions, and this was actually the main one, and I didn't. I'm so glad you're smart and you called. I want you to elaborate. They call themselves shareholders as their globalist meeting at an event, maybe 100 of them. But the real shareholders are the literal shareholders in the companies, and then local governmental regulators have something to say. So just like the EU is trying to bring in tyranny against shareholders, we can exude resistance to what they're doing, just like BlackRock having millions and billions leave for their activity. So, yes, that one of the biggest ways is for shareholders to put pressure on these companies going along with the SDGs and the New World Order.
Yes, Alex. They show up at the Vatican with $20 trillion worth of power. You know, Lady Rothschild, she tells the Pope, hey, these are my guardians. Here we are because you wrote Sui Fratelli, you know, you're the brother's keeper. And we want to really make sure that we're doing the job. And the Pope said to her clearly, hey, do the job and then come to talk to me about Sui Fratelli. Okay? So don't think for 1 minute that these guys can bamboozle us like we're dummies. We're not. Number two, you have a problem. You're going to have a World Economic Forum breastfed by Klaus Schwab, who is a young global leader, governor of the state of California, Gavin Newsom, run for president. And you're going to see what's going to happen if he becomes president.
Well, we're seeing what happens with Xi Jinping and Trudeau and this new idiot from the UK. Incredible points, Carlos. With 30 seconds left, other solutions to stand up against this world government takeover.
Well, very straightforward. The final and the most straightforward solutions that we have is to basically make our children to listen to people like Andrew Tate. Because by developing yourself, by taking care of others, that's the future. That's the vision that the American people had. If you take 8 billion people, Alex, and you put them all in one concert, in one place, all of them, let's say you did, let's say they would all fit in an island, in the smallest island in the Hawaii.
I hear you. We don't need to depopulate. Thank you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.